We are continuing with 3 minutes of Tehillim. We're now up to Perek Vav, Perek 6, 6th chapter of Tehillim. Lamnatzeach b'niginus ahashminis mizmor leDavid. That to him who grants victory through the power of music, some form of musical instrument, the shminis, with the 8-stringed musical instrument, mizmor leDavid, a psalm of David. So the theme of this mizmor is that David HaMelech is experiencing great pain, great challenges. And why the 8-stringed instrument? So Rav Hirsch and the Maharal note that 7 generally corresponds to the cycle of life, the natural world, the 7 days of the week. Then there's the 8th, which represents beyond the physical limitation. So the 8th is the Bris Milah. The 8th is beyond the natural teva of the world. And David HaMelech is able to transcend the physical pain that he's experiencing and the tribulations and the trials and everything that he's going through, and able to touch an existence that transcends that challenge. And that's perhaps why he uses the Shminis, the musical instrument that has 8 strings. Where do we know these words from? So, actually, Psukim Beis to Yud Aleph in this Perek appear in Tachanun, which we say all the time. So, just for example, the first Pasuk Beis, we have Hashem alba abcha tochicheni, Hashem, do not punish me in anger, ve'alba chamotzcha tiasrini, and do not chastise me in fury, chanini Hashem ki umlaani rufaini, Hashem ki neva'alu atzamoy, have mercy on me, Hashem, heal me, for my bones are shaking with fear. To highlight a concept here, a little bit further on in the Perek, so the Pasuk says, in Pasuk's Tess, it says, this is talking about he's really in so much pain, he's drenching his bed with tears, and he's going through so much hardship, and it says, Suri mi meni kol poli avin, Hashem, right, do away with me all these evildoers, ki shama Hashem kol bichi, that Hashem hears the voice, the sound of my weeping, the sound of my tears. And I thought to connect this with what Chazal tell us in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, where the Gemara says there, Afal pi shesharit tefila ninalu, sometimes the gates of prayer can be locked, but shari demos lo ninalu, that the gateway of tears is never locked. And we generally understand that to mean that if you pray and you're so into your prayer, you're so heartfelt, and that you actually come to tears, then that prayer is never rejected. But perhaps another way to read this is, if a person comes to the point of feeling so lost and so much pain that they come to actually cry, that gateway to themselves, that entrance point, that we're always trying to find a way to connect, a way to find who we really are inside, if a person comes to a point of tears, that gateway is never closed. And Chazal are telling us, open up your own hearts, open up your own sha'ar, and that sha'ar is always able to touch what's truly inside, which is the neshama, which is really what we're supposed to be here for. And that, in that way, if we're able to touch that, perhaps coming back to the beginning of the mizmor, we'll be able to sing with the shminis, with the 8th level of the string instrument that is beyond the natural world, and we're able to be zocha to that special experience of beyond the natural world.